Shalom, everybody. It's really good to be back in Yeshiva sharing Divrei Torah together. One of the favorite questions of Mefarshim and Darshanim that's going to take place in next week, Parshas Lech Lecha, is why was Avraham Avinu chosen? Why was he chosen to go ahead and become the father of Am Yisrael? But a question which is, you know, not asked as often is, why was Noach chosen to become the person to go ahead and save the entire world and continue the human breed after HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the world with the Mabul? And the simple understanding why is because the beginning of the Parsha, we see Eila told us Noach ish tzaddik tami mayav derosa, as Elohim is like Noach. Noach was a tzaddik, and then, you know, tami mayav derosa, and then we get into all the discussion that Rashi quotes from the Medrash about whether he was really a tzaddik and that in his only in his door, and if he was in the door of Avrinu, he would be next to Lukum, or he would be even greater. Okay, that seems to be the reason why. However, there's a bit of a problem. If you look towards the end of Parshas Bereishis, right, where the Torah is telling us the generation, the Doros, the Esther Doros, from Adam Arishon down until Noah, there is a person, one of Noah's grandfathers, who seems to share a characteristic that Noah possesses as well. What is that? Of Chanoch. Chanoch also has the same lashon of Chanoch Esalokim, and the Torah repeats it a pasuk later. Chanoch Esalokim, meaning Kilakach Esalokim. As Kadosh Baruch Hu ends up taking Chanoch before he brings the Mabul upon us. So what's the difference between Noach and Chanoch? They both had this ability to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So why was Noach the one chosen and not Chanoch? So I think the answer to this question is that when you see Noach is born, something very interesting happens. Where is the pasuk? It's over here. Lamech gives birth to Noach, and he calls Noach Lamor, saying, "Zeh yinachameinu mimaseinu miyatzmeinu yadinu min ha'adama asher era Hashem." The Noach is going to bring us machlokas between the Sfarim and Rashi, either comfort, or we'll be able to stop, we'll be able to rest, so to speak, from the sadness and the terrible tragedy that has befallen us. What is that referring to? Rashi quotes a Medrash that Noach invented Kalim that were able to work the land. We know the curse from Adam Arishon was that it was going to be very difficult to work the land. The food wasn't going to become easily like it used to in the past. And therefore, Noach has this great chop and great invention to go out and create Kalim that allowed them to work the land. Why is that so important? Why is that, you know, significant? What is the Medrash trying to tell us? I think perhaps what the Medrash is telling us, something fundamental about Noah's personality that allowed him to be chosen. And that is his ability to adapt to a new situation and mitzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in. No, everybody up until that point, up until Noah's born, so like 9 generations, is just wallowing in their misery, wallowing in the past, understanding that, listen, it used to be great in Gan Eden when Adam Arishon didn't have to work hard for his food. Now we're stuck, now we're depressed, now we're starved. Noah didn't take that perspective. What did Noah say? Oh, a new situation is happening? Let's do something about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the situation. Let's try to thrive. Let's try to be successful. And he creates Kalim in order to help them. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps, that guy, he's able to go ahead and have that unique characteristic, that unique quality. It's true, Chanoch was also walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Noah had the unique ability to adapt to a new environment. And that was going to be vital when it came to the Mabul and then trying to restart the world, restart the human race. Noah is not completely successful, as we see after the sin with getting drunk with the wine afterwards. But at the very least, at least he possessed the capacity and the potential to do so, even if he wasn't able to successfully overcome it towards the end of his life. But I think the Yesod HaDavar is very important, is that oftentimes we're put in a situation where things are very easy for us, and then when we face adversity, we become depressed, and we look back in the past when things used to be more, you know, better for us, when things used to be easier, and it's incumbent upon all of us to learn from Noah and understand just because the Kadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a new situation, we need to be able to adapt, and there's ways to be successful in that situation as well, and then we'll be zocha to be tzaddikim tamimim, you know, b'dor haseinu. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.